This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, July 1st, A.D. 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. This month marks 100 years since the founding of the Communist Party of China, continuing its bloody and repressive history. China is cracking down on all religious books and videos. Bob Fu with China Aid reports that Chinese first-grade classes are demanding parents and teachers to hunt down all, quote, religious books, antagonistic books, and overseas books, including books and videos that are copied, duplicated, and translated, end quote. Gary Lane with CBN News said China is worried about foreign influence during the upcoming 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing.
They really fear that there could be protests, pro-democracy movement going and so forth leading up to the Olympics and during the Olympics. So this sends a message to the parents, look, no outside influence. We don't want any collusion with foreigners here because they know that foreigners, of course, are pro-democracy.
Psalm 2 verses 1 and 2 asks, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. The European Union is considering sanctioning Hungary and Poland, two of their member countries, for their laws that oppose sexually perverted lifestyles. The EU is devoted to defending so-called LGBT rights. However, some European countries are going in a different direction. Glas Cancilla, a Croatian newspaper, interviewed Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban last week about the Christian heritage of European nations. Orban credited Christianity with the creation of the free man, the family, and the nation. He said Europe is facing a struggle to retain Christianity, and that his, quote, mission is to protect the great Christian achievements of our civilization, end quote. Britain's Methodist Church voted overwhelmingly to allow faux homosexual marriage yesterday. The Methodist Church is the fourth largest denomination in the UK and the largest to permit such faux weddings. Although conservative ministers will not be required to perform such ceremonies, many evangelicals in the Methodist Church are considering leaving the denomination. 15 U.S. Republican congressmen called on the Internal Revenue Service to reverse their decision that denied tax-exempt status to a Texas-based Christian nonprofit. The IRS denied the group Christians Engaged from obtaining tax-exempt status because it deemed the organization to be too political. One of the reasons the IRS denied tax-exempt status was because Christians Engaged taught from the Bible on issues like the sanctity of life and the definition of marriage, which the IRS associated with the Republican Party. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison yesterday in a stunning reversal of fortune for the comedian once known as America's Dad, reports the Associated Press. The court said that District Attorney Kevin Steele, who made the decision to arrest Cosby, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Cosby, though there was no evidence that agreement was ever put in writing. Standing next to Cosby outside his home, one of his attorneys made this statement.
Mr. Cosby has always used his celebrity, his name, his likeness, to uplift women. This is a man who refused to perform at the White House with Nixon. Nixon put him on a communist list in the 60s, along with so many other great names like Dick Gregory, James Bond. How could a man who was being watched by the FBI every day be raping and drugging women in the 60s or 70s, especially a black man? Today, innocence came to Mr. Cosby with the help of these wonderful attorneys.
58 women accused Cosby of drugging and raping them. Only one went to trial before the statute of limitations expired. Civil rights attorney and Fox News contributor Leo Terrell had an interesting take.
Bill Cosby, a sexual monster? Yes. But did he properly go through the legal system and did he get vindication? Absolutely. You can have both situations occurring in this case.
Cosby, age 83, flashed the V for Victory sign to a helicopter overhead as he trudged into a suburban Philadelphia home after serving nearly 3 years of a 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Constand in 2004. A new Reuters poll found that President Joe Biden is losing support from a growing number of Americans across a range of issues. The poll found the largest decline in support actually came from Democrats. The state of the economy has replaced health care and disease as Americans' top concern. The American Customer Satisfaction Index found that Chick-fil-A is Americans' favorite fast food restaurant for a 7th year in a row. Chick-fil-A's satisfaction score was not only higher than any other fast food restaurant, it was also higher than any full-service restaurant. Their website states its corporate purpose is, quote, to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us, and to have a positive influence on all who come into contact with Chick-fil-A, end quote. 1 Samuel 2, verse 30 says, those who honor me I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Max Wood in Macon, Georgia, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. He said, quote, I want to thank you for your use of scripture that gets to the heart of the story which it accompanies. We enjoy hearing you say, in the year of our Lord, when giving the date. And finally, we especially appreciate your signature sign-off of Seize the Day for Jesus Christ. It inspires us to move mountains, end quote. And finally, to help keep the Worldview on the air, we need to raise $65,000 by Friday, July 9th, toward our goal of raising $48,750 by this Friday, July 2nd. 14 new Worldview listeners stepped up to the plate. Our thanks to Genevieve in Fielding, Manawatu, Canada, who gave $20, Becky in Arlington, Texas, who gave $25, as well as Kelly in Topeka, Kansas, and Austin in Elizabeth, Colorado, both of whom gave $50. We're grateful to God for Dawn in Carthage, North Carolina, Richard in Sylvania, Georgia, LaShawn in Newport News, Virginia, and Michael in Barney, Georgia, each of whom gave $100. And we're humbled by the generosity of Max in Cordova, Illinois, and Hannah in Corona, New Mexico, both of whom gave $200. Tim in Newton, Kansas, who gave $500, Mark in Berlin, Pennsylvania, who gave $600, as well as Sharon in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, and David in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, both of whom pledged $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600 each. Those 14 gifts add up to $3,245. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $42,743. In order to hit the $48,750 goal by this Friday, July 2nd, we need to raise $6,007. That means I need to find 10 Worldview listeners who will pledge $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, and another 5 listeners who will pledge $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. In fact, the next 2 listeners who pledge $50 per month will be matched dollar for dollar by a generous couple in Minnesota. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and select the recurring button, if that's your wish. What would the Lord have you do? And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Thursday, July 1st in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.